Hello, welcome to the Highland Christian Church in Thurzo's podcast. Today we are doing our third instalment on the topic of grace, so let's dive straight into the content. As we've discussed over the previous 2 weeks, we've looked at the first thing, that grace is a gift given free of charge. It's God's favour and love and compassion given to us unearned. In the second week, last week, we did that grace is also the power and strength given to us to change, help others, and to endure low moments. And today, we're going to do another aspect of grace. Many people are searching for meaning and fulfillment in their lives. For myself, I went through a process, and God was calling me to play a role in His great plan. And I've found that it's the most fulfilling and meaningful life ever. I've met several people recently who've said, I want to use my life well. And I just think that's such a great thought to have, especially when you're young, you've got your life ahead of you, and you want to put this time that God has given you to the best use possible. And so you've got to make big decisions about your career, about your life, about what you're going to do. And you know, we really, all of us are after a sense of meaning and fulfillment. And many of us have probably been through a time in our life where we look at what we're doing day to day and we say, does this really matter? I feel like I've got more in me to give. And God has graced us with gifts and abilities. And He's given us a calling and a desire to use these gifts and abilities to help other people. And He gives us a gift of functioning and serving and operating with His great plan, within His great plan. So grace, or another aspect of grace, is this: a desire and calling and motivation to function in God's great plan and the unique gifting to do so. Someone once said that Romans 15 and verse 16, Paul speaks of the grace God gave me to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles with the priestly duty of proclaiming the gospel of God. Grace, then, is the power with which the person then performs his or her gifted task. God graced Paul with a gift and a calling to do what He had called him to do. And He does the same thing with us. He gifts us, He graces us with gifting and a calling. And I have a strong sense in my life that I want to do more for God. I want my life to matter. I want it to be fulfilling. Do you have that same sense within yourself? One of the things I do to make ends meet is I sell fish. And I enjoy doing it. And I ask myself, does it really matter? And you know what? It does matter. It matters for a few days. I sell a product that can feed people for a few days. It's really good and fresh. But there's some other things I can do which have an importance for eternity. And these things really fit God's great plan. We can do things that benefit in the short term, but we can also do things that benefit for eternity. And God has given all of us a unique gifting. And in our church, we run a thing called Growth Track. And in Growth Track, we do a survey which helps us to identify our unique gifting profile, our unique gifting mix, so that we're a bit more savvy on what we can do, how we can be a blessing, and how we can serve God in this great plan. So Romans 12 verses 6 to 8 give us several different lists of giftings within the Bible, and these ones are called the motivational gifts. So we'll read Romans 12 verses 6 to 8. We have differing gifts according to the grace, there's that word grace again, given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. And so there's a list of different gifts or different motivations that people feel and different drives that push people on to serve in different ways. And people have a unique mix of all the different gifts. And God gives, the Bible says, to each one as he determines. And so God has graced you in a unique and powerful way. And so what do I do with these giftings that God has given me? I maybe don't even know what they are, or I maybe don't know what to do with them. Well, you just start. You just start doing something. You just start serving, and you learn as you go along. Whether you're serving in your place of work or when you come to church, you just start doing something. If you see something that needs done, then just go ahead and do it, or speak to someone if you need permission, and just start to operate within that gifting. And the thing is, you learn as you go. You learn where you're gifting. You learn where you're strong and where you're weak. And there's a progression. You tend to start with the more menial things and work up towards skilled things. When I first came into church in Aberdeen when I was 24 years of age, I just turned my hand to all the menial things, whether it was moving furniture, helping the pastor, washing dishes, all the different sort of menial things. And then as time goes on, I got asked to do things which were more in line with my skill sets and the giftings that I had, and I got to develop those over time. So it's a process, and you just start. And what happens is you learn, you change, you grow as you go along, and you get hungry. You get a greater desire to serve God at a greater level. And if you're already hungry, you get hungrier. And I don't think that desire ever leaves. And so it's a great thing to serve God in his great plan, to play our unique part in God's great plan. It's a tremendous privilege and a tremendous joy. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm so grateful to God that he's gifted me to serve him just as in a tiny part of what he's doing worldwide. And you know, this isn't just for special people, but this is for all believers. Anyone who comes to God in repentance and puts their faith in Jesus Christ, God puts his spirit in them and he graces them with gifts and abilities and calling to serve him and play a part in his great plan that he has for his church. And so in conclusion, as we come to the end of this topic of grace, everywhere you go in the Bible, you come across the idea that God gives to people who haven't earned it. This is grace. This is God's goodness towards us. And 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15 says this: thanks to God for his indescribable gift. And that word gift is grace. It's charis in the Greek. The word means grace. And this indescribable gift, this indescribable grace, it is too wonderful for words. There was a great hymn written many years ago called Amazing Grace. And this man got an understanding of just how wonderful grace was, and he penned the hymn Amazing Grace. Other people have described it as the scandal of grace. It's too indescribable for words. It's a gift that we are given that we don't deserve, and we will spend the rest of our lives just being blown away by God's goodness towards us. And so this is the wondrousness of his grace. So let's just pray before we finish this series, this podcast today. Lord, you are so good. Your grace towards us, your undeserving, unearned goodness towards us is so overwhelming, Lord, that we can't even express all that it is. Father, we are so grateful. We thank you for that today. I pray for every listener, Lord, that you would reveal to them that the magnitude and the beauty of your grace, Lord, that they would see that although they haven't earned it, you have lavished your goodness and your great generosity upon them. Lord, I pray that you would lead each person into a saving relationship with you, that they would enjoy fellowship with you, and that they would find calling and meaning as they serve you into the fullness of the potential that you have given. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace towards us. May you be glorified in everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. See you next time. Bye-bye.